I don't know if you remember the days of the typewriter, but back then, if you made an error, it was back to the old drawing board. You'd have to retype your entire page. Obviously, we don't do that anymore. Word lets us insert text we've forgotten, fix errors on the fly, and type over text that needs to be changed. Let's open up a file to work with. We'll go to our Open button. And in the Editing folder, we're going to open DentaTech Draft. It's a .doc file, a Word document. And when we click Open, you can see that I am in what's called the Normal View. I'm going to move down here to my View buttons, and I'm going to switch to the Print Layout view. I prefer to work in this view because I get to see where my margins are, and I get to see a better layout of my text the way it's going to print. Down here in our list, I'm going to click right here in front of the word Units, and I want to tell you about inserting text versus overtyping text, because it is a little dangerous if you don't know which one you're using. By default, as we type, we are inserting text. So what does that mean? Let's type in the word 15. You can see as I type the word that the rest of the text moves off to the right. So I've inserted the word 15. But sometimes we can be in overtype mode. Let's click down here in front of the word sincerely. By hitting the insert key on your keyboard, and sometimes this can happen by accident, or sometimes it's on purpose, but hit the insert key. And that's the same as coming down here and double-clicking on OVR, which is overtype. Now whatever I type is going to type over existing text, and that's where the danger lies. So let's type it in. We are meaning to do this time. We're going to type in yours truly and a comma, and you can see it typed right over the text that existed there before. I've lost that text. I meant to do that. That's okay. But I need to remember now that I got to turn this off. Now I can hit the insert key on the keyboard the same way I did to turn on overtype, or I can move down here into my status bar and double click OVR. Now as I enter text, it's going to be back at insert mode. Let's move up here now into our list and talk about how we remove text. Well, one way was to overtype it like we just did with yours truly. But let's say up here where it says 4 boxes of DentaTech brand latex gloves, we don't need the word brand in here. Well, if I click after the word brand, my insertion point now allows me to backspace over the word if I want to remove text. So hitting the backspace key on your keyboard removes one character at a time. Alternatively, if I'm in front of a word, for example, I'll move down here to blue smocks. The word blue is not important. Because I'm in front of the word blue, hitting my delete key will remove one character at a time. So the delete key will remove characters that exist to the right of your insertion point. The backspace key allows you to take out words moving to the left. We have a couple other things that we need to fix here. For example, the word swabs. You can see it's all uppercase. Now this may have been a mistake where the caps lock key was left on, for example. So to select this word, we can click and drag over the word till it's highlighted. Or another option, I'm just going to click off here to deselect, is to double-click on a word. That's the fastest way to select an entire word. To change the case, we're going to move up to our Format menu. And we're going to expand this menu. And we're going to move over to Change Case. Now I'm right on top of it here in the middle of the menu. Give it a click. And you can see in the Change Case dialog box that I have a number of options. Sentence Case will capitalize the first letter in a sentence only. Lowercase would change my word that's selected right now, swabs, and I'm going to move this dialog box just out of the way so you can see it down below. It's currently uppercase. I can switch it to full lowercase. But if you look at the rest of that line in that list, it seems like most of the words are capitalized at the beginning of the word, and that's called title case. I'm going to click on that one. My last option is toggle case, and if this has ever happened to you, it's very annoying. You have the caps lock key on and you don't realize it. So you start typing sentences and lists and so on, and you're getting the reverse effect of what you really want. And you can see an example of toggle case here has everything capitalized except the first character. And that'll come in handy a little bit later. But right now we've got title case selected. We click OK. And you can see that swabs now has a capitalized S, and the rest of it is lowercase. All right, down here at the end of this paragraph, we have thank you. And you can see here's an example of where we need to toggle our case. So I'm going to just click and drag over thank you here. Doesn't matter if you click and drag from the left or the right. And we'll go back up to our format menu and change case. Here's the perfect example where we may have left the caps lock key on when we typed thank you. So we're going to toggle the case and click OK. Deselect this text by clicking out here, and you can see that that looks way better. Now sometimes the text you want to enter is not even on the keyboard. These are called special characters and symbols. An example would be the cent sign or trademark or copyright symbols, for example. There's a few ways to insert these symbols and characters in Word, and one way is right from the keyboard thanks to something called autocorrect, and it's a feature that's not new to Word. Many characters are locked in by default and we can add or remove as we please. So let's start by entering one of these default characters. We're going to click right here in our attention line after Dentatech. And here's a good spot for a trademark symbol. And like I said, there's a number of defaults already installed in Word. And the way we access the trademark symbol from the keyboard is to type in the following string. An opening round bracket, the letters T and M, and then the closing round bracket. You can see as soon as I hit that, the trademark symbol appears. It has the same formatting as my attention line. Let's try it down here in item number 1 on our list. Open round bracket, TM, and a closing round bracket. Looks great. So we could continue doing that for the others, but that's okay. You've got the idea. Another way is to get these through the symbols menu. And what we're going to do is move to the end of our document here, where we've got DK Dental Clinic. And here's a good spot for a registered trademark symbol, but we're going to get that a different way. We're going to go to our Insert menu and select Symbol. Here's where we got the Symbols and the Special Characters tab, and you can see that some of my recently used symbols include the registered trademark, there's the copyright symbol, and so on. But all of these symbols appear in some of these different character sets. So as I scroll up, for example, through this set, you'll see there's my registered trademark symbol. I can simply click on it and hit the Insert button, and it now appears down below after DK Dental Clinic. What's nice is that the symbol dialog box stays open if I need to insert any other symbols. I don't have to keep going back to my Insert menu up on the menu bar. Let's switch over to Special Characters. And here's where you can see some of the special characters, for example, registered trademark. A shortcut key would be Alt-Control and R. Same thing for copyright, Alt-Control and the letter C. So there's a number of shortcuts from the keyboard for entering a lot of these special characters or symbols. We're done inserting symbols and special characters, so we click the Close button and we're back to our document.